gonna put up some papier because these are here. Today's date is 02/11/2025. Dictation is for Miss Sandra. Sandra Castillo. Castillo spells C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Sandra spells S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 12/15/1986. This is a 38-year-old female. Here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. It's gotten worse today. They said she came in because she's starting to have body aches and fever and chills, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. She reports a fever, says she's been using over-the-counter medication for the fever, which helped. Next line, patient reports runny nose, said discharge from her nose is green. Patient also stated their nerves are congested, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports chills and body aches. She denies vomiting or diarrhea, says she's tolerating fluids well, but does not have appetite for solids, period. But is doing well with fluids, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 112 over 75. Pulse 98, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. PNS, paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous uvula, tonsils and pharynx. No exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. She has tender anterior nodes bilaterally. Next paragraph, correction, next line, no meningeal signs, period. Next line, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2 tens, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 is acute pharyngitis, number 3 is acute rhinitis, number 4 is acute cough, number 5 chills and fatigue. Next paragraph, the following tests were done clinically, strep and flu, these tests were negative. Patient received the following medication today: Rocephin 1 gram IM and dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports no signs and symptoms of reaction to the medication. Says she's beginning to feel a little better. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient was sent home with the following medication: 1 amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN for pain/fever, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.